Hello. So, my name is Delamere Harris. I go to Albany Park Multicultural Academy. I'm in eighth grade. And today's date is January 3rd, 2021. And here with me, I got my auntie and my role model, Nigelise Wright. Nigelise Wright. So, introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Nigella Suraye. I am the aunt of Delamere, and he's also my best friend in the whole wide world. So
All
happy to
right.
be here with
Okay. Like the energy. So, started off. Been a minute since I've seen you. So, how are you? How are you today?
I am doing fantastic, my love. How are you?
I am doing good. I'm doing good. Just happy to do this interview, get a good perspective on how you feel. So, before I start the real questions, I'm gonna give you a little breakdown. So, basically, I'm gonna give you a few questions about 2020 and how's your whole perspective on it? Just be truthful and be yourself. So, first question, how was 2020 for you?
2020 was a very interesting year for me. Lots of ups, little downs, but overall, it was a very interesting year.
Right, interesting. Okay. Interesting. Okay. So, if you could describe a word for 2020, what would it be? Like, for example, terrible, happiness, words like that. So if you can find a word for 2020, what would it be?
2020 was the year of perspective for me. I think for a lot of us, it was the year of perception and perspective.
Right.
There were so many things that was happening worldwide that we collectively as the human race all experienced at the same time. And so it allowed you to put a lot of things into perspective.
Right. So, going on to the next question, I know that you're an entrepreneur, you're a businesswoman, and you're a manager for a company. So, how is online work for you? People say it's good because you're at home, you can do anything, don't got to get dressed up, not a big schedule. But people like it hands-on, face-to-face, because like to communicate and stuff. And the job you at, you work at, you got to communicate with people. So, in your view, how is working online going for you?
Well, I do a smidget of both, but I am enjoying working from home. It allows you to have a little bit more time for yourself and do a lot of self-care, self-evaluation, goal setting. But I do also miss that organic interaction between human beings. Just you take for granted just meeting someone and saying, hello, my name is, or have a nice day, or good morning. You take for granted those things when your city until your city gets shut down, and then you're just like, wow, I do miss basic human interaction,
Right.
But yeah, it's working out great for me. I enjoy working from home, and then that 10% of the time, that little 10% window that I get where I can interact with people, I cherish it a little bit more and appreciate it more.
Right. So speaking on that, when COVID hit global, what was your first emotion? Because personally, I was kind of frightened. I was kind of scared because at first, when people saw it, they were like, oh, it's just a regular virus, something small. But when it hit global and people started dying and falling, getting sick, it's just like, wow, you just get anxious. Like, what should I do? I'm not coming for me next. You just start overthinking. But after all, I got calmed myself and I started being myself. I just started getting calm and obtaining that calm. So that's my experience. What is your experience when you found out coronavirus hit global?
My first emotion that I felt was I had a lot, right? There were a lot of things that I did not give the attention that I needed to give attention to, especially with like my side businesses. I kept putting things off, putting things off, putting things off. And so as soon as the pandemic, well, when the pandemic hit, it was one thing, but then when our city started flirting with the idea of shutting down, businesses shutting down, I was so regretful, like, oh my God, why didn't I pay more attention to this? Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? And so, and that's, again, putting things off to the last minute. I'm always teaching you guys the importance of having multiple streams of income in case something like this happens. And then here I am, the person teaching and telling you guys this, put all of those things off. And so I was very regretful. And then that regret led into anxiety. I started to have a lot of anxiety because immediately I had to furlough 80% of my staff. And I was like, oh my God, and this is at my job. So I was like, oh my God, what about these people? What about their families? How are they going to take care of themselves? How are they going to care for their families? And then also I'm thinking about myself, like, crap, I just had to furlough 80% of my staff. Am I next? You know, and even though I'm the director, that doesn't save me from a pandemic and having a furlough, you know? So, but after I knew that my job was safe and I was able to put the attention that I needed to put into my side businesses, I started to get to a place of peace and promise myself that I would just flow. I would go with what's going on, not overreact, not be so reactive, but definitely take things in, think about them before I reacted.
Right.
So yeah, okay. my first thoughts and experiences when the pandemic hit.
Okay. So hearing the devastation of you having to take away 80% of your members and your stuff, and you're very, you're very scared about the whole situation, but you regained your calmness. So, is 2020 the best or worst year you ever had?
I don't believe in best or worst, right? Because everything that we encounter and go through is an experience. An experience builds character, and experience gives you wisdom. So, I can't say that 20 was best or worst. It was just a very challenging year that I think allow people to really hone in and focus on parts of themselves or parts of their lives that they need to give more attention to. So I can't say it was the worst or the best. I had some ups and downs in 2020, as you know, we lost your cousin. I went into labor, gave birth, and then, you know, your cousin passed away shortly after. So that was definitely a negative effect of 2020, but there's something positive that came from that as well, you know? So yeah, I just don't think it was a worse or bad year, which is definitely a year of perspective and enlightenment.
Right. Enlightenment. Yeah. Makes sense. Total sense. So what is your happiest memory and what is your saddest memory you ever had in 2020?
Well, I had a lot of happy memories. Of course, spending time with you and your sisters, you know, those were always my happiest memories when we tried to do that social distancing party. That was hilarious. Yeah. Didn't work out. We wanted it to work out, so we ended up ending the party. But spending time with you guys and playing board games and, you know, talking about your futures and what you want to do when you become adults, you know, that was one of the happiest moments for me. My second happiest moment was, of course, going to the doctor and hearing your cousin's heartbeat for the first time. Like, that was just so beautiful and exciting and overwhelming at the same time, you know? And then I think the saddest part, of course, was, you know, the baby, you know, Aramis dying, and that had to be the saddest part of the year. But also, I would have to say the saddest part of the year was seeing collectively, like, us as the human race, like, we got a lot of work to do within ourselves. And I think this pandemic, you know, the pandemic is, it's allowed us to slow down and actually focus on ourselves and what we need to do, that inner healing work that, you know, we need to do, because there's so much ugliness out there.
Right. It is. People do need to work with their egos, work with their own selves, get tapped in with themselves to be better people.
The world falls down, it allows that, you know?
Right. Yeah. So, speaking on being 2021, 2020 is over. First, Happy New Year's. New year, new people. So, what goals you have for 2021? And say as many as you want. What is your goals you have?
Ooh. Well, one of my goals is to leave people better than I found them. So if I found you happy, I want to make sure you're happier by the time I leave you. Even if it's just a 5-minute conversation I have with you or a quick hi and goodbye. If it's a hi, I want my hello to be happier than your hi. I want to leave people better than I found them. So that's my first goal. My second goal is to really, really focus on health and wellness, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, and physically, of course. And so I am determined this year to lose 70 pounds. To do more yoga, more meditation, and just have a different discipline and routine versus what I had in 2020.
Right. Those are good goals. And I really hope you achieve them. I believe that you will achieve them. I know you.
Good thing.
So that was my last question.
Okay.
This experience was beautiful. I love hearing your thoughts upon things. And a lot of people will say different, but I love how you bring things positive no matter what. Even things going on, you still as a human, but you make things positive when it's supposed to be positive, right?
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you for doing this interview with me.
You're welcome.
I'm glad it's been a long time since I've seen you, just a little bit. So I miss you.
I miss you too. And thank you for thinking about me for this. It's always a pleasure to interact with you and all of the things that you're doing. So, and I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, this is the end. I will talk to you soon. I love you.
I love you more. Bye.
Bye.
You say no to my kisses?
No.
Kiss me back.